Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, 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 family. You're tuning in to Planet with me, host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music, and Black News Media. Good morning, people. On this good Saturday morning, I hope everybody is doing good. This morning is a one-topic show, and it's on the legacy of President Barack Obama and how Black Americans grade his legacy when it comes to him being that representative, that Black leader. So you can call us up at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So this morning we'll go first with Sean, take that, P. Diddy Combs comment. If you didn't catch it on Reverend Al's Don't Trust His Ass Sharp show on MSNBC, Combs said that under President Barack Obama, he got shortchanged. He was also a backer, it seems, in the Don't Vote movement, but he more specifically said, hold your vote. That was before the results of this current election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton had even been decided. I agree. And I think it's a strategy that will work. I think in the long run, you're going to see that it will work. Now, Diddy made a good point when he said, under Obama, we have been shortchanged. Absolutely. We got pretty much nothing. None from the first Black president. So it's not even shortchanging, it's literally giving nothing. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it right now. So help us dissect what exactly has Obama done for us. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. Before we go any further, I'm going to read some quotes from Trump on President Obama's legacy and his views on the relationship that Obama's left, with Black people, you know what I'm saying? So when asked about if he thinks they're going to be another Black president and how Obama fared under his presidency and how he thinks Obama did when it comes to Black people. Okay, he said, I think he set a very bad standard. I think that he has a very low bar. And I think it's a shame for the African American people. This is what Donald Trump said. You know what I'm saying? He also said, he has done nothing for African Americans. You look at what's going on at their income levels. You look at what's going on with their youth. I thought he would be a great leader for this country. I thought he'd do a fabulous job for the African American citizens of this country. He has done nothing. Those are some key statements. Those are some powerful statements, you know? Now I'll break it down for you. Because now when he says, I think he set a very bad standard, I think that he set a very low bar, and I think it's a shame for the American, for the African American people. What he's really saying, family, is that Barack set the bar so low for what a Black president can do, for what a Black president can do for Blacks specifically, that now you niggas is going to put all your trust back in one fight. You niggas gonna put all your trust back in white men running the country. Understand what he's saying, people. It's like Obama's job was to intentionally ignore us. So when the people try to elect a real Black leader, you niggas won't show up at the polls. You know what I'm saying? Not for those black leaders who not show up at the polls. And Trump, he knows if he gives y'all some crumbs off Master's table, y'all niggas gonna fall in line. Y'all niggas gonna fall in line. Y'all showed that. Slave-minded black people showed that when they turned out for Hillary, knowing the corruption, knowing the atrocities, knowing all that shit she committed, and how she's no good for us. That right there showed these sweet Negroes are still dependent on the system of white supremacy. She made you niggas fall in line. And if you don't look, and if you don't believe me, just look around. Just look around you. You know what I'm saying? Just look around you. That's why the majority of blacks don't leave no equity, no money to their kids, because they be conditioned to be controlled and absorbed and denied the right of knowing who the fuck they really are. So in turn, the seeds, the babies, you know what I'm saying? That talk, that thinking for yourself is not a fuck human right. They watch what your parents watch. They want a docile black man and a docile black woman because they produce what? Docile children. Rascal said, he said it best, yo, the nature of the threat, man. You got to know the nature of the threat, man. Call us up. You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. Nope, I am not the black Alex Jones. You won't hear none of that. You won't hear none of that. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music and Black News Media. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. Y'all with me, family? Pardon me. Y'all with me, family? You know what I'm saying? Now, when Trump said to you, you look at what's going on with the income level, let's examine what he really means when he talks about the income inequality. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about what he means. What he means? He means specifically between blacks and whites. Let's not blur these lines. He's specifically talking about the inequality of income between blacks and whites. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to blur that yet. You know, blacks are looked at as the dominant part of white supremacy. Yeah, they fuck it and hate on non-Anglo-Saxons. You know what I'm saying? But blacks have one of the fucking hate crimes. All right, family. So let's go into this deep. So, Pew study in 2014 on income inequality for blacks, according to their findings, income inequality is at its widest point in 25 fucking years. In 25 years. The study goes on to say that in 2014, the average household for white people is worth $141,900. And guess, just guess, family. The bonus for black households was in 2013. Well, pardon me, 2014. I broke ass 11,000. No change for you niggas. The worst in 25 fucking years. The largest difference in 25 years. Now, for you Obama defenders, you might bring up My Brother's Keeper, which was an initiative President Barack Obama that targeted improving lives of black men Now, you might be like, $200 million. He mentions $200 million and you fell for it. You know what I'm saying? First of all, that's not enough. It's a start, but it's not enough. And at the same time, it's an out. We can win $200 million. I hope we can win $200 million. And it's over a 5-year span. And it's not even federally funded. It's not a federally funded initiative. So that means that is going to fall on nonprofits. And if you think these nonprofits is going to do something for your black ass, you crazy as a motherfucker. So don't talk to me about that my Boys Keeper initiative bullshit. That ain't nothing. We just throw that apart. You're listening to Plantation Point with me. Yeah. Nope. I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music, Black News Media. You should call us up and let us know what you think. What do you think about the president's legacy? What do you think he's giving to black people? The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. Yeah, family. Pardon me, that early morning push, but yeah. So ask yourself, who was the president in 2014 when that study took place? The first quote-unquote president. He won't even be in office in 5 years. 5 years from now, he won't be in office. Now, you think Trump is going to keep that thick-ass good initiative shit? You think my brother's keeper, think he's going to keep that? Do you think Trump is your keeper? You think Trump is your brother? That nigga is not. He already talking about he going goddamn reverse everything this nigga said he was going to do. You know what I'm saying? So the question begs, you know what I'm saying? Has Obama really done things for black people? Also say, here you have a black president who's done poorly for the African Americans of this country. Wow. How do you have a fucking racist telling you how poorly of a job you're doing and the racist replacing you? Why? Because Barack Obama was out of orders. The same fucking orders that Donald Trump is going to be following. He served the same master, the same agenda. They serving the same master and the same agenda. You know what I'm saying? And yo, for real, yo, you can tell black people all that shit about Obama. And they still don't give a fuck. Slave black people. I mean, look, this dude gave us nothing. You know what? I'm going to make a prediction. And I don't make predictions. I ain't no fucking psychic. I ain't no prop. And I'm going to make a prediction, yo. My prediction is that for the next few years, they're going to turn up on Muslims, Mexicans, Jews. And Trump is going to throw y'all some crumbs, and the spell begins all over again. It's the same thing, but you don't want to see it. You love the steak from that fucking restaurant, that damn that Matrix restaurant. You love that fucking steak from the Matrix, yo. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's pretty obvious that they got something planned. You understand what I'm saying? They got something planned. And you gotta be aware. You gotta be aware of what's going on. You know what? Here at Plantation Planet, we gonna keep y'all aware. You understand what I'm saying? But yeah, let's take a look at the poverty levels under Obama. Let's take a look at that. Is in blatant terms, bluntly as I can put it, it's fucked up, homie. It's fucked up. Let me give y'all some numbers, family. When Bush ass was in office, poverty for blacks was at a high, 25%. When your boy Barack took over, the shit jumped from Bush's 25% in 2007 to 28% in 2013. And that's the most current statistic that we got, by the way. Pew also did a report saying one out of three black children lived in poverty in 2002. One out of three black children lived in poverty in 2013. So, case point, there's more blacks living in poverty than any other time in history. You understand what that means, yo? That means we doing worse under Obama. And he offers black president, yo. Bush was in office, it was fucking high. 25% is high. 28% is higher. And that's in 2013. So he had some years to try to work that problem, yo. To try to fix that issue. You understand what I'm saying? He had time to work out a real initiative on that. That's crazy, yo. Think about that, yo. One out of every three black children are living in fucking poverty. Good morning, family. You're doing the Plantation Planet with me, your host. So I'm not Black Alley Jones. This program is brought to you by ATHH101 Music and Black News Media. Call in now. The topic of the discussion is President Obama's legacy and how black people view it, how they will grade it. You know what I'm saying? The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So, family, let's ask y'all a question. Yeah. What did Obama run on? Did he run on getting blacks, like, you know, out of poverty? Did he run on helping blacks to get out of the struggle that they're in? Did he run on ending the difference in wealth in the black homes versus white homes? Did he promise to do something about police brutality? Did he bridge the educational gap? That the thing that he promised us? No. That's not what he promised y'all. That is not what he promised y'all. He told y'all he was going to bring y'all hope. Hope. That's what he promised y'all, hope. And that's all he promised y'all. He delivered. He had y'all filled with hope. I'm not going to front. I voted for him the first time. Hoping I see some real fucking change. I was proud to vote for Barack Obama the first time. You know what I'm saying? I wish no malice for that brother. But he's dancing with the devil. It's giving you more police brutality under him. You now have the blue law. He's an advocate for Blue Lives Matter. In the past weeks, whites have been killing cops all over the United States. There's no fucking Blue Lives Matter marches. There's no fucking outrage. There's no fucking media fucking coverage. This is a goddamn shame. It's a shame. And that's the first black president. How many attempts acts have been committed on blacks by white supremacists while Barack Obama has been lost. Too many to even fucking count. Off the top of the head, you got Dylan Roof when he shot up the black church. You got race soldiers, deaf soldiers. These police murdering unarmed blacks freely, freely, like they got down. They know that they not gonna get in trouble for it, so they just doing it freely. They turned up right now. Don't give me that scaling back for military equipment use by police. That's some Black Lives Matter freezing down. They was pleasing them for the moment. That's what that was. They was pleasing them motherfuckers for the moment. You know what I'm saying? And then they swept that shit right up under the rug with that blue law. They swept that shit right up under the rug. And talk to me about that. Don't bring up that goddamn task force about police and the cops. I'm not falling for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That, like, why would I fall for that when I just seen you sign shit like that? So here you have a black president that signs in the blue law protecting the police. And then you say you're going to scale back on the use of military equipment for the police. Why do the police have military equipment in the first place? Why do police have military equipment in the first fucking place? Because we at war, family. We at war. That's why they're using military attacks on us. That's why you see them rolling out those new fucking tanks and all that shit. In your projects, you see they got new types of tanks rolling around and shit, little baby tanks. Little trucks were off to shit on them. You know what I'm saying? We at war. This is who we fucking with right now. Now, if you can't tell that Obama was handpicked, the little known senator from Illinois, remember this, gives the keynote at the 2015 convention. This nigga came from nowhere. If you can't see that, you're blind. He's never been here for the betterment of blacks in America. More bodies have fucking dropped under the Obama regime. That's real fucking talk. Drone strikes at an all-time fucking high, killing innocent poor people while fighting a fake-ass war on terror. We're gonna fucking talk about it, yo. We're going to talk about it, yo. We're not going to pacify that shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to sit up there and tell me, damn, Obama was the president for blacks. You got fucking witnesses telling you that this nigga ain't do shit for you. In the way he coddles you, is by giving you some scraps on this table. You know what I'm saying? Giving you scraps off master's table, man. And then you're going to fall in fucking line. Because you love the Matrix. You love that steak. That steak from Restaurant Matrix. You love that steak. You love the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? Now look, I know you got some Obama offenders out there. They're like, yo, didn't he change the drug laws? Didn't he make crack and cocaine sentencing the same? Wow, this is fucking true. Blacks are still arrested at a higher fucking rate. So just because the guidelines are the fucking same and the grand scheme of things, you niggas are still getting hooked up for nonviolent drug offenses. You niggas still getting locked up for that shit. You're still getting locked up at a higher goddamn rate. Think about that. So what does that drug law really mean? What does that mean? It doesn't matter when you're locking us up like crazy. This shit don't matter when you lock us up like fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? None of them speeches, man. None of that shit gonna goddamn. None of that shit's gonna fuck me, bro. None of that shit, family. You know what I'm saying? He came into office knowing what the plan was. He gave more for gays. He's what some consider the gay president. But because of how much he was on the fight for them, yo. The title first, the president holds no weight in the black community. Yes, the president was black, but the blood of people like Mike Brown, whose blood stained the concrete, was never considered something to protect. Like I said, man, speeches, press conference without the right representation mean fucking nothing. And this is what we got under Barack Obama presidency, you know, under the first black president. Call us up. You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music and Black News Media. We are going to take a quick music break. Yes, we are. We'll take a quick music break, but we will be right back with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned, stay locked in.
Why haven't you learned anything?
Man, that school shit is a joke. The same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery.
Some redneck crackers. Right around the time Third Base dropped the Cactus album, but I was reading Malcolm. I changed my name in 89, cleaning parts of my brain like a baby nine. I took a history class serious, front row, every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling them racist. I tried to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it. I got my diploma from a school called Rickers, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways. The popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons, get your lessons. That's what my moms kept stressing. I tried to pay attention, but their classes weren't interesting. They seemed to only glorify the Europeans, claiming Africans were only 3/5 of human beings.
These schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers could suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit.
That brainwash camp, they make you think if you drop out, you ain't got a chance to advance in life. They try to make you pull your pants up. Students fight the teachers and get took away in handcuffs. And if that wasn't enough, then they expel y'all. Your people's understanding, but to them, you a failure. Observation and participation, my favorite teachers. When they beat us in the head with them books, it don't reach us. Whether you break dance or rock, sway to Adidas, or be in the bathroom with your clique, smoking reefer, then you know they mad. Class ain't important unless you add enough cash and multiple. Unemployment ain't rewarding. They may as well teach us extortion. You either get paid or locked up. The principal is like a warden in the 4-year sentence. Mad niggas never finish, but that doesn't mean I couldn't be a doctor or a dentist.
These schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We trying to get.
nigga. This whole school system could suck my dick. Bitch!
We are back. We are back. And that was They Schools by Dead Prez. To get your afternoon motivated. It's 12:02. You're listening to Plantation Collect. The show is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Black News Media, and Music, as you can see. But a quick thought though. So many black people live in the Matrix, and y'all love how good that steak is fucking tasting. Y'all love y'all manufactured false reality TV. You're loving hip hop, your basketball wives, your comfortable controlled life. Your comfortable controlled life. That's what you've been blinded by this whole 8 years under Obama. He had you fucking glued in TV. Because he's a fucking goddamn, he's a fucking celebrity too. Trump is a fucking celebrity too. They seeing that it's becoming way more easier to get the agenda across by using celebrity puppets. So yeah, we're talking about Barack Obama's legacy and how blacks view it. And how blacks will grade it. So, how do you grade? How do you grade President Barack Obama? When it comes to black people, do you give them a high grade? Me personally, I give them a fucking F. I'm not happy with the last 8 years. And we are disappointed in our first black president. But we should have fucking known. We should have known. Until we make this political system for what we need it to be, until we make this political system for us, we will never have any use in participating in it. We won't have no use in participating in this political system if it's not for us. You need to support black news media, yo. Talk about real black news media. Not that confusion and misinformation. Don't get your news from unreliable sources, yo. You know what I'm saying? Don't goddamn get your news just fucking Facebooks, man. Don't look Facebook posts. Don't get your news from goddamn from social media. Cause you basically getting opinions. You know what I'm saying? Before I give you my opinion, I give you the facts. And that's what you're supposed to, yo. I state the facts. So really, how do you grade President Obama? I give him a fucking F, family. A F. And he's the first black president. Thought it was about that. It was gonna be something, yo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, thank you for joining me, family. We have now reached the end of the show. Don't forget to check out All Things Hip Hop 101. It's at a new time on Fridays and Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, follow us on Twitter, All Things Hip Hop 101. Like us on Facebook, All Things Hip Hop 101. Subscribe to our YouTube page, All Things Hip Hop 101. Hip Hop 101 is one word. You can also email PlantationPlanet at PlantationPlanet101@gmail.com. And remember, family, remember, you don't have to be stuck on the plantation. You can get off. You can get off. You can get off by making yourself free, and then help others get off the plantation by letting us know. You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta put that, you gotta put that into action though. You know what I'm saying? You can't just think and learn your way to win the war. You gotta do the legwork too. So shit, don't be scared of these motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you that every time. Don't be scared of these motherfuckers, yo. You can get off the plantation. You can get off the plantation. People we're not going to be able to reach. But the ones that we can reach, make sure you support them. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all out doing the right work, bro. You know what I'm saying? Well, peace, family. This is your boy, No. I am not the Black Alex Jones, and you've been listening to Plantation Planet. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy your Saturday and be safe. Peace.